E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died. She was the first woman to serve on the High Court, and Sagar Magani reports after she left, she remained in the public eye.
In 2009, O'Connor said only about a third of Americans could even name the three branches of government.
Compare that to the two-thirds of Americans who can name at least one of the judges on American Idol.
O'Connor founded a group promoting civic education in schools. She also urged more Alzheimer's research, lamenting the disease's havoc on her husband and so many others.
What we have to ask is whether this rapid growth is inevitable. And I think it's not.
10 years after testifying before a Senate panel on aging, O'Connor left public life, saying she was in the early stages of dementia. I'm Sagar Magani.
The court says it was complications of that dementia and a respiratory illness that led to her death. Sandra Day O'Connor was 93. A judge has rejected Donald Trump's effort to throw out his 2020 federal election subversion case, dismissing the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution. The House has voted to expel Republican Congressman George Santos of New York, just the sixth expulsion in the chamber's history. Israel and Hamas are trading fire again after the end of a week-long truce. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli strikes killed at least 178 people. And on day two of the COP28 climate conference, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told delegates Earth's vital signs are failing, and he urged oil and gas stakeholders to help.
The oil and gas industry accounts for just 1% of clean energy investment. So allow me to have a message for fossil fuel company leaders. Your old role is rapidly aging. Do not double down on an obsolete business model. Lead the transition to renewables.
This is AP News. The Biden administration has proposed new rules that could make it harder for owners of electric vehicles to qualify for a full federal tax credit.
According to plans outlined by the government, electric vehicle buyers would not be eligible for the full $7,500 EV tax credit if their cars contain battery or other parts made from China or other countries that are considered hostile to the U.S. That could put a dent in consumers transitioning away from gas-powered vehicles into electrics. At a time that President Biden's trying to cut greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of this decade, it's not clear which vehicles would qualify for the full tax credit. But Ford, GM, and other U.S. companies are moving to boost U.S. supplies of batteries and critical minerals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.